We have a question from our live audience for you, Dr. Hilisky. It's from Alicia, and I just dealt with this last weekend with my own two horses. She wants to know, how do you recommend dealing with a herd-bound horse? She says she doesn't always have the option of riding with one companion and would like to trail ride on her own. I took my two of my three camping this last weekend, and my gelding had a meltdown when his mare left him at camp. So, Alicia, I feel you. Dr. Hilisky?
And this is such a common problem. And it, you know, it's so strongly ingrained in the horse by nature to seek safety in numbers, and especially to seek companionship from horses that it's used to. But sometimes that can be just a horse they met that morning on the horse trailer. Mm-hmm. You know, what I've always found over the years is the horse I'm actually riding, either out on the trail ride or at the show, that horse is fine. It's the horse left behind in the pasture or left behind in the stall at the show that's freaking out and going crazy. You know, gradually over time, these things get better and better, but it's still a huge challenge. I'll tell you what I ended up doing when my daughter and I would both be showing horses at the same show. And this is going to sound really time consuming, but it worked like a charm. We would actually ask for stalls in separate barns. And so we would unload one horse, put it in the stall, go to the other barn and unload that horse. Usually we were showing dressage, so it really wasn't a problem to request like different ride times. And we basically just treated the horses as if they were at two different locations. And again, I understand that sounds like a real drag, but for us, it was what works. Other people end up just always turning their horses out only by themselves, and it's partly to avoid that very issue.
So what are some of the concerns with having them turned out by themselves? I know, like, with my horse, he is happiest when he has a pasture companion. It actually really changes his behavior if he's, even though he shares a fence line, if he can't like have body contact and grooming with and playing with other horses, it makes him even worse. So is there some research about horses being housed together and that being better for them?
I mean, we do have a few studies out there that confirm what many of us suspected, that horses very much crave group interaction. And, you know, visual is a good start, but when they can actually have tactile contact and do mutual grooming and do mutual fly swatting, I mean, if we're actually concerned about keeping our horses, quote, happy, social contact, turnout time, and foraging opportunities, I'm willing to say are the three absolute biggest things. So I'm always trying to work around, okay, I still want to take my horses to competition. How can I do that and still let them live this natural life?